never had much money. I never won a race. My jokes don't end up funny. And I've had doors slammed in my face. But I think you charm me.
Unit 5, Task 1. Listen to the text and repeat after the speaker, sentence by sentence. The speaker says each sentence twice, so that you can check yourself.
An interesting personality. An interesting personality. When did you first meet Helen? When did you first meet Helen? It was many years ago in London. It was many years ago in London. I was a postgraduate student then. I was a postgraduate student then. And she came there to give a course of lectures on Russian literature. And she came there to give a course of lectures on Russian literature. It seems to me I've known her for ages. It seems to me I've known her for ages. Has she been abroad since then? Has she been abroad since then? Yes, many times. Yes, many times. She's translated and edited some very interesting books. She's translated and edited some very interesting books. And where's her husband? And where's her husband? She's a widow. She's a widow. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. She doesn't look her age, does she? She doesn't look her age, does she? How old is she? How old is she? I never ask women about their age. I never ask women about their age. A woman is as old as she looks. A woman is as old as she looks. And a man? And a man? A man is as old as he feels. A man is as old as he feels. Who are we waiting for? Who are we waiting for? Our sociologist. Our sociologist. He is interviewing university students. He is interviewing university students. But he interviewed them yesterday. But he interviewed them yesterday. Yes, he did. Yesterday and the day before yesterday. Yes, he did. Yesterday and the day before yesterday. As far as I know, he has interviewed about 30 students so far. As far as I know, he has interviewed about 30 students so far. And today, he's been interviewing the young people since 3 in the afternoon. And today, he's been interviewing the young people since 3 in the afternoon. Rather a lot, isn't it? Rather a lot, isn't it? Well, he's studying the interest of the Russian youth. Well, he's studying the interest of the Russian youth. He needs it for his thesis. He needs it for his thesis. A week ago or so, I was also interviewed by a British sociologist. A week ago or so, I was also interviewed by a British sociologist. What questions were you asked? What questions were you asked? All sorts. All sorts. For example, what's your opinion of young people today? For example, what's your opinion of young people today? What's the most popular newspaper with young people? What's the most popular newspaper with young people? What newspapers and magazines do you subscribe to? What newspapers and magazines do you subscribe to? What section of a newspaper are you interested in? What section of a newspaper are you interested in? Sport? Fashion? Politics? Sport? Fashion? Politics? Are you keen on painting? Are you keen on painting? Are you interested in the arts? Are you interested in the arts? Which in particular? Which in particular? Which do you prefer? Ballet, drama, the circus, or musical concerts? Which do you prefer? Ballet, drama, the circus, or musical concerts? Do you care for the cinema? Do you care for the cinema? Are you fond of classical music? Are you fond of classical music? How often do you go out for the evening? How often do you go out for the evening? How much time do you spend watching TV? How much time do you spend watching TV? Do you enjoy disco dancing? Do you enjoy disco dancing? Do you enjoy doing sports? Swimming, skating, skiing, gymnastics? Do you enjoy doing sports? Swimming, skating, skiing, gymnastics? Do you jog in the morning? Do you jog in the morning? What do you hate doing? What do you hate doing? What are you going to do 5 years from now? What are you going to do 5 years from now? What are your priorities this year? What are your priorities this year? Who are your favorite contemporary writers? Who are your favorite contemporary writers? By the way, do you like poetry? By the way, do you like poetry? Who are your favorite poets? Who are your favorite poets? It's difficult to say. It's difficult to say. It might be Burns or Byron, Tennyson or Kipling. It might be Burns or Byron, Tennyson or Kipling. Each of them creates his own world. Each of them creates his own world. For instance, Burns is unique for the melody of his verses, for his wisdom and sense of humor. For instance, Burns is unique for the melody of his verses, for his wisdom and sense of humor. I like this one. I like this one. Oh, my love is like a red, red rose that's newly sprung in June. Oh, my love is like the melody that's sweetly played in tune. It's like music. It's like music. Perfect recitation. Perfect recitation. Robert Burns was an interesting personality. Robert Burns was an interesting personality. He was born into a farming family in 1759. He was born into a farming family in 1759. Robert's father worked hard, but he died in poverty. Robert's father worked hard, but he died in poverty. Burns received some elementary schooling. Burns received some elementary schooling. He was fond of Shakespeare and Milton. He was fond of Shakespeare and Milton. He studied world geography, English grammar, some physics, astronomy, and botany. He studied world geography, English grammar, some physics, astronomy, and botany. On the whole, Robert Burns was well educated for his times. On the whole, Robert Burns was well educated for his times. He was a man of character. He was a man of character. A man of principle and a brilliant talker. A man of principle and a brilliant talker. He was a bitter satirist and a rebel against the social order in his country. He was a bitter satirist and a rebel against the social order in his country. He wanted justice for his people. He wanted justice for his people. We are proud of him. We are proud of him. I admire his love songs. I admire his love songs. Robert Burns wrote, "There is certainly some connection between love, music, and poetry." Robert Burns wrote, "There is certainly some connection between love, music, and poetry." And he fell in and out of love several times. And he fell in and out of love several times. But I think his true love was Jean Armour. But I think his true love was Jean Armour. Did they get married? Did they get married? It's a long story. It's a long story. The fact is, her father was strongly against their marriage. The fact is, her father was strongly against their marriage. They had to part. They had to part. However, 2 years later, he married her, and they had twins. However, 2 years later, he married her, and they had twins. He died rather young, at the age of 37. He died rather young, at the age of 37. I'm afraid we must be going. I'm afraid we must be going. We've been waiting for Russell too long. We've been waiting for Russell too long. Can we leave a note for him? Can we leave a note for him? A good idea. A good idea. Rushing into the lounge. Rushing into the lounge. No need. Here I am. No need. Here I am. Better late than never. Better late than never. Sorry. I kept you waiting. Sorry, I kept you waiting. There are days when everything goes wrong. There are days when everything goes wrong. First, I got stuck in the lift. First, I got stuck in the lift. Then I realized I had left my umbrella somewhere. Then I realized I had left my umbrella somewhere. When I went out into the street, it was raining heavily. When I went out into the street, It was raining heavily. It has been raining since early morning today. It has been raining since early morning today. It wasn't the rush hour. It wasn't the rush hour. There wasn't much traffic in the street. There wasn't much traffic in the street. But I couldn't take a taxi. But I couldn't take a taxi. To crown it all, I slipped on the pavement and broke my glasses. To crown it all, I slipped on the pavement and broke my glasses. Suddenly, oh, words fail me. Suddenly, oh, words fail me. That's all right. That's all right. You are here anyway. You are here anyway. All's well that ends well. All's well that ends well. And yet, I'll tell you all about it on the way to the museum. And yet, I'll tell you all about it on the way to the museum.
Chiquitita, tell me what's wrong. You're in shame by your own sorrow. There is no way you can deny it. I can see that you're all so sad, so quiet. Chiquitita, tell me the truth. I'm a shoulder you can cry on. Your best friend, I'm the one you must rely on. You were always sure of yourself. Now I see you broken and pleasant.
Unit 5, Task 2. Listen to what the Congress participants are saying. See if you can understand everything. Reproduce the conversations.
An interesting personality.
When did you first meet Helen?
It was many years ago in London. I was a postgraduate student then, and she came there to give a course of lectures on Russian literature. It seems to me I've known her for ages.
Has she been abroad since then?
Yes, many times. She's translated and edited some very interesting books.
And where's her husband?
She's a widow.
Oh, I'm sorry.
She doesn't look her age, does she?
How old is she?
I never ask women about their age. A woman is as old as she looks.
And a man?
A man is as old as he feels.
Who are we waiting for?
Our sociologist.
He's interviewing university students. But he interviewed them yesterday.
Yes, he did. Yesterday and the day before yesterday.
As far as I know, he has interviewed about 30 students so far.
And today, he's been interviewing the young people since 3 in the afternoon.
Rather a lot, isn't it?
Well, he's studying the interests of youth. He needs it for his thesis.
A week ago or so, I was also interviewed by a British sociologist.
What questions were you asked?
All sorts. For example,
what's your opinion of young people today?
What's the most popular newspaper with young people?
What newspapers and magazines do you subscribe to?
What section of a newspaper are you most interested in? Sport? Fashion? Politics?
Are you keen on painting?
Are you interested in the arts? Which in particular?
Which do you prefer? Ballet, drama, the circus, or musical concerts?
Do you care for the cinema?
Are you fond of classical music?
How often do you go out for the evening?
How much time do you spend watching TV?
Do you enjoy disco dancing?
Do you enjoy doing sports? Swimming, skating, skiing, gymnastics?
Do you jog in the morning?
What do you hate doing?
What are you going to do 5 years from now?
What are your priorities this year?
Who are your favourite contemporary writers?
By the way, do you like poetry?
Who are your favourite poets?
It's difficult to say. It might be Burns or Byron, Tennyson or Kipling. Each of them creates his own world.
For instance, Burns is unique for the melody of his verses, for the wisdom and sense of humour.
I like this one. My love is like a red, red rose that's newly sprung in June. Oh, my love is like the melody that's sweetly played in tune.
It's like music.
Perfect recitation.
Robert Burns was an interesting personality. He was born into a farming family in 1759. Robert's father worked hard, but he died in poverty. Burns then received some elementary schooling.
He was fond of Shakespeare and Milton. He studied world geography, English grammar, some physics, astronomy, and botany.
On the whole, Robert Burns was well educated for his times.
He was a man of character.
A man of principle and a brilliant talker. He was a bitter satirist and a rebel against the social order in his country. He wanted justice for his people.
We're proud of him.
I admire his love songs.
Robert Burns wrote, "There is certainly some connection between love, music, and poetry."
And he fell in and out of love several times.
But I think his true love was Jean Armour.
Did they get married?
It's a long story. The fact is, her father was strongly against their marriage. They had to part. However, 2 years later, he married her and they had twins.
He died rather young, at the age of 37.
I'm afraid we must be going. We've been waiting for Russell too long.
Can we leave a note for him?
Good idea.
No need! Here I am!
Better late than ever.
Sorry I kept you waiting. There are days when everything goes wrong. First I got stuck in the lift. Then I realized I'd left my umbrella somewhere.
When I went out into the street, it was raining heavily.
It has been raining since early morning today.
It wasn't the rush hour. There wasn't much traffic in the street. But I couldn't take a taxi. To crown it all, I slipped on the pavement and broke my glasses. Suddenly... oh, words fail me.
That's all right.
You're here anyway. All's well that ends well.
And yet I'll tell you all about it on the way to the museum.
This is what Russell told us on the way to the museum.
It was raining heavily as I was walking towards the metro station. There were very few people in the street. The road was slippery. Just as I was crossing the road near the metro station, a car came round the corner. It was travelling very fast at the speed of 80 to 90 kilometres. It was clear the driver was having difficulty in controlling it. Suddenly it hit a lamppost and turned over. At once I ran to the car. No doubt the driver needed help. I tried to help the driver, but I could do very little. The man's eyes were closed. There was a lot of blood on his face. Then I saw a young woman. She hurried into the station. She phoned for an ambulance while I was taking care of the driver. A lot of people gathered around the car. Militiamen arrived a few minutes later and asked me a lot of questions.
Here's a song which has been a symbol of unity in the struggle for freedom. Why not read the music and sing it on your own?
We shall overcome. We shall overcome. We shall overcome someday. Oh, deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome someday.
Task 3. First read the story, choosing the correct form of the verbs. Then listen to the story and check it against your answers. The first sentence is done for you.
Thomas Edison started on the railway when he was 12, selling newspapers and snacks. There were long periods with nothing to do for him, so he built himself a little laboratory in the luggage van where he could carry out experiments when he wasn't selling things to passengers. Another way that he occupied himself was by reading. He joined a library and read every single book in it. One day, when he was waiting at a station, he noticed a small boy who was playing by the track, unaware that a train was approaching. Edison ran out and grabbed the child just in time. The child's father was so grateful that he offered to teach Edison to be a telegraph operator. Edison accepted the offer, and soon he was having regular lessons. After a year, he was good enough to get a job in the telegraph office. He continued to read and experiment whenever he had time. At 21, he left the telegraph office to devote all the time being an inventor. He went on to invent the electric light bulb, the phonograph, and the movie camera.
Task 4. A. Arrange the following jumbled sentences into a story. Then listen to the recording and check it against your answers.
Peter worked as a night watchman in a smallish factory. That morning, the boss came in with a suitcase. He told Peter he was flying to New York the next day. Peter immediately told him not to. The factory owner asked why. Peter told him about his nightmare. In his nightmare, he had seen the next day's plane to New York crashing. Peter's boss cancelled his ticket and didn't fly to New York. The next day, the plane crashed. The boss thanked Peter and gave him an expensive present. He also sacked him.
See, play the tape again and learn the story to tell it to your friend.
Peter worked as a night watchman in a smallish factory. That morning, the boss came in with a suitcase. He told Peter he was flying to New York the next day. Peter immediately told him not to. The factory owner asked why. Peter told him about his nightmare. In his nightmare, he had seen the next day's plane to New York crashing. Peter's boss cancelled his ticket and didn't fly to New York. The next day, the plane crashed. The boss thanked Peter and gave him an expensive present. He also sacked him.
Task 5. Listen to the joke and answer the question at the end of it.
A very boring and snobbish woman met George Bernard Shaw, the famous Irish playwright, at a garden party one afternoon in London. She was the sort of woman who was only interested in people who were rich or famous, preferably both,
and she was very eager to have Shaw as a guest in her own home, so she could show him off to her friends. One day she sent her chauffeur in a black Rolls-Royce to Shaw's home with the following invitation. Lady Whitley Folwell will be at home on Thursday, the 14th of December, from 4 to 6. RSVP. The following reply came back immediately. What was it?
Task 6. Listen to some verses for fun. Has anything like that ever happened to you? Reproduce the verses with as much expression as possible.
There are days when everything goes wrong. The bread was stale, it was 3 days old. The milk was sour, the coffee was cold. The butter was rancid, the steak was tough. The service was dreadful, my waiter was rough. My bill was huge, his tip was small. I'm sorry I went to that place at all.
Never had much money. I never won a race. My jokes don't end up funny. And I've had doors slammed in my face. But I always hope that someone would. I never had a love like this before, no. I never had it so good. I'm not the type that's trusted. Tripping over logs, and often I've been busted and chased by friendly dogs, but I think you've charmed me. I always hope someone would. I never had a love like this before, no. I never had it so good. Oh!